today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Join special guest teacher Keith Moore as he begins a new series, Thanksgiving Victory. Learn how being thankful can lead you to breakthrough in every situation. Now here's Keith.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Keith Moore, and it is my high honor and great privilege to be with you this week. Brother Kenneth Copeland and Miss Gloria have allowed me to be on with you, and we'll begin teaching this week on some wonderful things in the Word, and I'll be with you for 2 whole weeks. So get your Bible, get your pad, get your ability to take notes if you can, and let's believe God and get everything that we're supposed to get from the Word of God in this study. I don't believe that I'm here by accident or that you're able to join in by accident, but that we are here by divine appointment. And the Lord has ordered our steps and brought us together for such a time as this. I'd like for us to pray right now and release our faith for revelation and utterance. But also I'd like to pray for Brother Kenneth and Miss Gloria. What a blessing they are to the body of Christ. As you well know, if it's your first time joining, you're going to find out. So faithfully and so tirelessly, they have ministered the Word of God around the world. And I want us to just join faith together that they'd be refreshed and renewed this today and prepared for the rest of what God has for them in the days to come. Father, we lift up Brother Kenneth. We lift up Miss Gloria to you and their family and their staff. And we pray, Lord, that there would be a refreshing, that there would be a renewing, that there would be strength come into them today, and that they would be enabled to minister stronger than ever before. And Lord, that your clarity of direction would come to them in a more distinct way than before. And we're just believing you for grace and strength in their lives. And Lord, we pray for these broadcasts that there would be grace for the hearers to hear and eyes to see and a heart open and receptive, that you'd give us utterance to speak as the oracles of God and that you'd get glory to yourself and your will would be done. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. If you've got your Bible, I'd like for you to turn to 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter and the 57th verse. 1 Corinthians 15, 57. It says, "But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." Thanks be to God which gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Also, we'll go to 2 Corinthians, the 2nd chapter, 2 Corinthians 2, and the 14th verse says, "Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ." These two verses speak of victory, speak of triumph. They also speak of thanksgiving. Some months ago, the Lord began dealing with me about this in our church at Branson, and we began teaching on it. And the Lord had spoken to me about these things in years past and helped me to see more light as time went by. But I believe the revelation that He's given us and continues to give us on this is one of the most significant teachings He's ever given me. And so we've already prayed and believed for utterance, and we're getting into what we're calling thanksgiving victory. You see that He said, "Thanks be to God, which gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." That is a present tense word, and it also refers to future. Gives us the victory. And then 2 Corinthians 2:14, "Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph." Now many have learned how to thank God for things that have happened. When something good happened, then you thank God. This is after the fact. So what you're thanking God for is past, maybe with present results, but it's something that has happened. But not nearly as many have learned how to thank God in advance before you see something, before you feel something. And there is a great connection between thanking God and receiving of things by faith that you haven't seen or felt. You know, if you believe God's heard your prayer, if you believe something happened when you made a statement, a confession of faith, then what remains but to say thank you? Jesus, you know, said in Mark 11:23, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Well, if you do that, and 1 John says, if you know that He hears you, you know that you have the petitions you desired. Well, what remains but to say thank you? Thank you. And when you can stand and you still got symptoms in your body, you're still hurting, or the bills are still laying on the table staring at you, and you quit begging and you quit asking time after time after time as though the Lord didn't hear you the first time, and you just begin to lift up your hands and say, Lord, I thank you. Even though I don't feel it yet, I thank you for healing my body. I thank you for the money to pay all my bills. Even though I don't see it yet, I don't know where it's going to come from. I thank you for more than enough. And you just begin to thank God, thank God, thank God. That is an act of receiving His word. It's an act of faith and honoring Him. It honors Him when we believe and yet we have not seen. So when He says, thanks be unto God who gives us the victory, gives is present tense and future tense. Thanks be unto God who always causes us to triumph. That's present tense and future tense. If you just begin to thank God right now for the answer, even though you don't see it, you don't feel it, you may not have a clue how it could come to pass, if you just say, yes, but God is faithful and nothing's too hard for Him and what He said in His word is true, Lord, I'm just going to start thanking You right now for showing me the answer, then you are exercising faith. You're giving Him a right to get involved in your life. You're opening the door for Him to get involved right now. I think we ought to do that right now. I know people are facing obstacles and challenging situations all over the place. But you know, the Bible says, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, and He'd give to him. So it's not enough to just keep asking and asking and asking and asking. When are we going to believe that He's heard us? When are we going to believe that our request has been granted? I think we ought to right now just begin to say, thank you, Lord, for showing us the answer. Thank you, Lord, for bringing us out. I'm releasing faith that ere these broadcasts that we're going to be with you on these 2 weeks are completed, that answers will come and direction will come, and things that people have been struggling with, maybe you've been struggling with for a long time, it'll just come clear to you. You'll see it. You'll see what the problem is. You'll see what the correction is. You'll see what the answer is. But you don't wait till you see it, till it's already manifested and happened in your life to say thank you. Sure, say thank you then. But it takes faith to say thank you now before you see it. So right now, whatever you're doing, lift up your hands and begin to say thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank you in advance for the answer to my situation. I thank you for the healing of my body. I thank you for the wisdom to deal with this relationship issue. I thank you for the money, more than enough to pay off all my bills, to get me caught up, to get me out of debt. I thank you. Just go ahead, lift up your hand, say it out loud. Lord, I thank you. 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 I'm not moved by what I don't see or by what I do see. I'm saying thank you, Lord, for the answer. Thank you, Lord, for the answer. Thanks be unto God who always causes us to triumph. Some years ago, the Lord spoke to my heart a phrase, and I wrote it down, and it's etched in my heart and mind, and I want to give it to you, and we're going to dwell on it. The Lord asked me a question. I don't mean to hurt an audible voice, but in my heart He spoke to me. And you know, the Bible is full. Sometimes people say, well, boy, that's strange. You said God told you this or God told you that. Well, the Bible is full of instances of God talking to people. And He still speaks to His people today. The issue, I think, is a lot of people don't know how He speaks. And so they, when you say, the Lord spoke to me, they think you're talking about an audible voice, in which He could speak to you that way. But He speaks to you in your spirit. He communes with you and enlightens your mind. And the Lord spoke this to my heart that way. He asked me a question. He said, Keith, would you like to know how to increase your capacity to receive from me? Well, it didn't take me long to answer that. I thought, yes, yes, and please, yes. How I can increase my capacity to receive from the Lord. Now, that's enlightening, the statement in and of itself. God is not limited in Himself. His power is unlimited. His resources are unlimited. His ability is unlimited. But we don't receive according to His ability. We don't even receive just according to His will. We receive according to our faith. We receive according to our heart, our condition of heart. And so the Lord is telling me and all of us how you can increase your ability to receive, how you can enlarge your capacity of heart and faith to receive. He said, Keith, would you like to know how to increase your capacity to receive from me? I said, yes, please, yes. And this is what he said, cultivate a lifestyle of thanksgiving. Cultivate a lifestyle of thanksgiving. Every word is significant. Cultivate means it's not going to just happen automatically. You have to make an effort to do it. Lifestyle means not just, you know, once in a great while that you say, thank you, Lord. It's in the morning, it's in the afternoon, it's in the evening, and it's the next day and the next night. A lifestyle of thanksgiving. Cultivate a lifestyle of thanksgiving. Let me read to you a few scriptures that talk about this lifestyle of thanksgiving. In Ephesians, the 5th chapter and the 20th verse, it says, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Giving thanks always for all things. Colossians 2, 7 says, rooted and built up in Him, established in the faith as you've been taught, abounding with thanksgiving. Colossians 3:17 says, whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, in everything, give thanks. Hebrews 13:15 says, by Him let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. Now listen to these verses. Give thanks always. Abound with thanksgiving. Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks. Let us offer up the praise to God continually, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks. In everything, give thanks. This is a lifestyle, a continuous lifestyle of giving thanks. And by giving thanks, you are revealing what you're looking at spiritually. In Luke, Jesus talked about that the light of the body is the eye. And if your eye is single, if you're looking at the right thing, at the light, then your whole body will be full of light. But if you're looking at darkness, then you'll be full of darkness. Whatever you're looking at determines whether you're going to have faith, or you're going to be full of fear, or whether you're going to come out, or whether you're going to go under. And if you're giving thanks, that is a sure indicator that you're looking at the right thing. You know, it doesn't matter what situation you're in life, and I mean, doesn't matter where you are on the planet, what your financial situation is, what your physical health situation is, what your family situation is, it doesn't matter who you are or where you are, you can be thankful if you choose to be. Or it doesn't matter how rich you are, it doesn't matter how many opportunities and how much favor you have, you can choose to be unthankful. I mean, you can have so many good things go happening in your life, and if you choose to, you can focus on one or two that's not right and just forget about everything else and complain and feel bad about those things. Or, like we said previously, by contrast, you can have so many problems in your life. You can just have problems all around you, and yet you can focus on what's right. And you can begin to give thanks for that and begin to rejoice. I know years back I had the privilege of ministering in Brother Kenneth Hagin's ministry in their healing school for a number of years. And I began to observe this, that people coming in needing healing might have wonderful health in so many areas of their life and their body, but have one thing wrong, and they begin to focus on that until that's all they see and completely forget about everything else. I mean, let's say you got something wrong with your finger. Well, you know, people can focus on that finger and go, oh, my finger, my finger. Oh, my finger's not right. My finger doesn't work right. It's a problem in the joint, or it's a problem in the nail, or it's a problem in the skin, and you can focus on it, and you can learn all the Latin names for all the conditions, and then you begin to look at somebody else's left index finger, and it works perfect. You go, well, why can't my finger work like theirs, and why does mine have to have a problem? And you can focus on that finger until that's all you see, is finger in the morning, finger in the afternoon, finger when the sun goes down, and just be completely ungrateful and just complain about it night and day and totally forget that you got 9 fingers that work great, and you got 10 toes that work good, and you got ankles and knees and hips and shoulders and elbows and kidneys and lungs and heart and muscles and on and on and on that are healthy and fine. You can completely forget about that and take it for granted and be unthankful. Now, here is the problem. When you do that, it cuts you off from revelation. It cuts you off from faith. It cuts you off from grace. Go with me to Romans, if you would. Romans, the first chapter. And we'll read this. Romans chapter 1. The Bible talks about verse 20. It says, "The invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made." Verse 21, he said, when people knew God, they saw Him, they didn't glorify Him as God, they weren't thankful. Now notice this in verse 21. They were not thankful and became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. When you become unthankful, it darkens your mind. It darkens you to where you can't see things. And of course, if you got a problem, you need to see the light of the Lord's direction. You need to see the light that would build and increase your faith. And the key to that is the thankfulness. In fact, you know, the more unthankful a person becomes, you, me, the more unthankful you become, the dumber you get. The answer could be right in front of you. But because your understanding is darkened, you don't see it. Oh, but by contrast, If you begin to thank God, I don't care if it's just darkness all around you, if you've been crying, if you've been distressed, just lift up your hands and begin to thank God for the light. Thank God for the answer. That immediately begins to put your spirit and your mind in line with God's spirit, and light can begin to come. He'll lead you. He'll take you by the hand. He'll lead you step by step. And friend, you don't have to wait one moment later. You can start right now, just heartfelt thanks, saying, "Thank you, Lord. Thank you for showing me. Thank you for bringing me out. I'm not going to stay in this situation. I'm not going to stay in this disease. I'm not going to stay in this financial quandary. I'm coming out. Lord, thank you for showing me the answer. Thank you for building my faith. Thank you for enlightening me, showing me what I haven't seen, showing me where I'm missing it, showing me what I need to correct. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you." And when you just thank God night and day, you open up your mind, you open up your spirit, and light begins to flow in you and begins to enlighten you. And while you're thanking God, you go, oh, I see that. I got to change that. And you just keep thanking God, and you go, well, I just need to keep doing that. That's right. And God will bring things to you. He'll bring people to you. He'll bring resources to you. He'll bring answers to you. And you will come into victory. Remember our text? Thanks be unto God who gives and keeps on giving us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be unto God who always causes us to triumph. Do you see the connection now? The more you thank God, the more you tie into the victory, the more you tie into the triumph. The more you complain, the darker you get, you cut yourself off from the grace and the victory. Friend, don't wait another moment. Don't go through the rest of the day thinking about your problems, what you don't have, what you can't do. Thank God for the answer. Thank God for your healing. Thank God for what Jesus has already bought and already paid for and already done. Can you say thank God? Hallelujah. Stay right there. I'll be back in just a moment to tell you about some other things.
If you can stay in thankfulness, you can understand that the Lord is working and moving every day in your life. And I think the attitude of thankfulness helps you reset and refocus and helps you stay on that path, I think.
Every day is a present. That's why they call it the present. And if you take it in small pieces and walk with Him every step of it, I don't care what it is, you can get through it. God made us strong. We are strong in Him. We have His strength. And if you just lean on Him and allow Him to carry the yoke, you just stay in that place. You can get through it. You're going to get up the next morning. You can get through it.
Getting a job.
Paying bills.
I would just like to spend more time with my family.
Peace of mind.
Finding hope.
What is it that the world needs now more than ever? God's love. His love is all around you. From the moment you get up to the end of your day, God is there when you need Him. The promise He has for you is more than enough. That's what Kenneth Copeland and Keith Moore are talking about in 20 dynamic teaching sessions. They take God's word and promises right to where you live with their own life experiences and powerful insights. Whether you're studying these teachings one by one or with friends and family, you'll discover a change. You're living life in the love of God. You're pursuing love and enjoying an abundant life. That's exactly what happens when your world is changed by the most powerful force in the universe, God's love. Order your copy of The Promise of More Than Enough, now available for just $18. For a product discount and faster processing, log on to kcm.org and order online. In this dynamic series of 20 messages, Kenneth Copeland and Keith Moore share about all the provision God has for you. To request your copy by phone, call toll-free 800-600-7395. You may also write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas 76192. Order your copy today.
Praise God. Are you still thanking God? Stay with it. We have available this week from the broadcast a series called More Than Enough. It's about the love of God. It's a series that I had the privilege of teaching together with Brother Kenneth Copeland. And we were on this for 4 weeks. There are 20 teachings and sermons in this on the love of God and keeping the love command and how that faith works by love. I'm telling you, this is rich. I really enjoyed ministering this with him, and revelation came out. You know, when ministers get together and start preaching, one thing, one will draw something out of the other, and iron sharpens iron. It was just a joy. Get these and feed on them. We need to develop in the love of God. Also, we have available the series that I'm teaching you called Thanksgiving Victory, and you can get it in its entirety, all 14 sessions, for free. You can go to the ministry's website, that's kcm.org, and you can download it for free, no charge. You can get the entire series on Thanksgiving Victory. There are meetings coming up. The Kenneth Copeland Ministries is now having regional partner meetings. Next year, Brother Steve and Miss Kelly Swisher are going to be out in February 19 and 20 in the Scottsdale, Arizona area at the DoubleTree Paradise Valley Resort. Join them for encouragement and ministry in the Word of God. For more information, you can go to the website kcm.org. And you'll see all the upcoming meetings, and there's just a wealth of things that you can take advantage of there. I'm Keith Moore, and as Brother Kenneth and Miss Gloria always say, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For a copy of this week's broadcasts on CD or DVD, go to our website or call or write to us today. Remember to download your free copy of Keith Moore's Thanksgiving Victory. This engaging teaching will open your eyes to the power of being thankful and how it can bring blessing, healing, and prosperity to your life. Tell your friends and family to download their copies today. Thanksgiving Victory by Keith Moore, now available free on kcm.org. Come to these exciting meetings. Hello, My Name is God, live, a meeting with Jeremy and Sarah Pearsons on November 20th and 21st. Join them at the Atlanta Marriott Century Center in Atlanta, Georgia. The Copeland Family Meeting in Orlando, Florida is December 3rd through 5th. Join George and Terry Pearsons, Steve and Kelly Swisher, John and Marty Copeland, and Jeremy and Sarah Pearsons for a time of ministry at the Gaylord Palms Resort and Convention Center. For more information, go to kcm.org. No matter where you are, if you have internet access, you are seconds away from life-changing answers thanks to the power of search, all new at kcm.org. It's easy. Just find this keyword search block, enter a word, speaker name, topic, or scripture. Search gives you instant 24/7 access to more than 40 years of revelation and inspiration from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Try the new keyword search today at kcm.org.